Blog Talk Radio.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
My path freeway 77 with my physical heaven. Manifest God like a reverend. It was done in the past. Blessed by the first and last. With the blind left, Sodom with the blast. Harassed by Romans, perverted, converted, inserted, and scrolls. You read it, you heard it, reverted, murdered, asserted to justify the men you crucified. Now I revert it. War rock, raise the sun. It had to be done. Sheep catch it for slaughter. Nowhere to run, lost in the wilderness. A ghost stubborn under summon from the house of death. Eighth wonder, embodied in front of James. Break the peninsula, the rap map flat. I made it perpendicular. Form right angle, I strangled this mic. Untangled the cord,
swing my sword.
Star spangled banner. In a warrior's manner, cutting heads off snakes. Immortalized like Highlander. Move like seven spirits across seven seas. Bringing seven plagues,
like I'm deadly like incurable disease.
Swarming license fleas on dirty bitches. Burning bitches in a dog fight tonight if they live. Send them in stitches, my hand itches. Grab a pen, begin writing blotting glitches. A wonder, thunder again switches. Warlocks and a priest of the beast. A wonder rip descriptors, your shackles released. Grab your tablets of destiny.
What?
Equipped with the weaponry.
What?
Son, hold your ground, don't test me. I rhyme warlocks and a priest of the beast. A wonder rip descriptors, your shackles released. Grab your tablets of destiny. Equipped with the weaponry. Son, hold your ground, don't test me.
There is no faith more true or just than to know the things that are, to acknowledge thanks for all things to the one that made them, which thing I will not cease continually to do. Hat-hat-in, amen, which translates into all praise be to amen. Good Haruk amen fam, you're tuned into another episode of Amani Speaks. I am your host, Amen Ray Minute Help. Today's discourse is titled, Amonic Power. And coincidence, I'm doing the show speaking of the great father of civilization, the great father of the universe, on this Father's Day and acknowledged in the United States. And I bring this message from a standpoint. In today's world, we see this massive media onslaught of homosexual principles. It's been building up for a very long time through the three-headed monster, which to me is Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. Now, call that three-headed monster a monster because the principles of these three religions combined pretty much rules the world now. You know, they're trying to push this order away and bring in the new order, which is the rule of the governments and not the rule of religion. But the religions will rule with the government, or I should say the government will rule beside the religions in this new order that's coming, or that it's not coming, it's already here. Don't be fooled to think that it's something that's coming in future tense. It's already here. It's been here for probably the last, I would say, about the last 20 years at least. I guess I can start marking it from when former President George Bush Sr. introduced it back in 1992. That's when he introduced the new order. And most of us, when we heard it, didn't know what he was talking about. What in the world was he talking about? But it has been something that has been in the works since the late 1700s through a man called Adam Weishaupt, and the energy he formed back then was called Illuminati. And this was their new order of the ages that they wanted to bring into being over 200 years ago. You know, this is it that we're seeing now, what we're seeing today. And along with this comes this onslaught of homosexual energy and imagery. I believe it was Professor Griff that described it as the psychological covert war. This is part of it, this onslaught of homosexual energy and imagery. This is part of it. It's not all of it. You know, I suggest you go get the book Psychological Covert War in Hip Hop to read everything that Professor Griff had to say on it. But I'm speaking of this homosexual energy disguised as feminine energy, because we know today that there is a rise of women in particular in feminine energy. And I don't disagree with it at all. We need the feminine energy. But let's not forget that we also need the masculine energy to complement the feminine energy. And with this rise of feminine energy spreading around, most of us seem to forget the masculine energy, and that's why we see so much homosexuality spreading around, when the feminine energy dominates the masculine energy. Nature goes out of balance. I don't have to sit here and give this to you as my opinion, because it would be just a foolish opinion. It's not an opinion. It's a fact. Because I say, if you don't believe what I'm saying, just look at what's going on around you right now. This is not my opinion. Because I begin to go into what I call ammonic power. Ammonic just means of Amen. Amen, the Hieratic name, or I would say ancient African name of the Creator. We don't use it today because we don't even use our own original languages. You know, in this bastard language of English, we hear the word, or we hear Amen, or Amen, or Amen, however you want to pronounce it. It's different variations of it. And we are told that it means so be it. And so most of us here in the U.S. or here in the West, period, or around the world, that speak the English language, but we don't know it. We speak it, but we really don't know it. We don't understand the trichnology of the language and how the words can be taught to you to mean one thing, but they actually mean something else. And so when we speak this language, we're actually casting spells on ourselves by speaking it when we don't understand what it truly means. And I know some of you out there may go, well, I have a college education. You know, you can't tell me that I don't know the English language. And I would say that's your foolish opinion. Because I don't care how much education, traditional education you get, they are not teaching you how to break down these words, break down and divide them, to get a true understanding or overstanding or understanding of what they are and what they're really about. So, you might have a great educational background, but you don't know the language. Not all people with educational backgrounds, but the majority of us, we don't know the, we really don't know the language. Because to understand the English language, you got to know Latin, some Latin. You got to know French, some French. You got to know Hindu, some Hindu, et cetera, et cetera. In other words, the English language is not just made up. These words that we call English words, it's made up of many different languages that are, that was bastardized into one language that we call today the English language. I mean, the very word itself, English, actually refers back to angel or angels. You know, they were saying that they were the, well, England is the land of the angels in their language. That's what they're saying. And so we would think that it's the land of good things. Wrong. Just like we have here in America, one of the big cities here is called Los Angeles, which, of course, I look at it and say Los Angeles, translated from a Spanish word, Los Angeles, which means the angels. And so you would think that's the city of the angels. Wrong. From the meaning of what we think the word angels mean, that it's something good, but it's obviously not. It's something very opposite, something very void of good. You know what? I went away from my usual script. Let me go back to the description of this show. I jumped ahead. I didn't even read the description. Let me go back to the description and reset. The description of today's show comes from the Nitir Sesson, Book 6, Verses 1 through 9, and they go as follows. Good, O Imhotep, is in nothing but in Amen alone, or rather Amen himself is the good always. And if it be so, then must he be in essence or substance, void of all motion and generation, but nothing is void or empty of him. And this essence has about or in himself a stable and firm operation, wanting nothing, most full and given abundantly. One thing is the beginning of all things, for it gives all things. And when I name the good, I mean that which is altogether and always good. This is present to none, but Amen alone. For he wants nothing that he should desire to have it, nor can anything be taken from him, the loss of which may grieve him, for sorrow is a part of evilness. Nothing is stronger than he, that he should be opposed by it, nor nothing equal to him, that he should be in love with it. Nothing unheard of to be angry with, nothing wiser to be envious at. And none of these being in his essence, what remains but only the good? For as in this being such an essence, there is none of the evils, so in none of the other things shall the good be found. For in all other things are all those other things, as well in the small as the great, and as well in the particulars as in this living creature, the greater and mightiest of all. End quote. Now, what I mean by jumping ahead, I know on this day that it makes me, it brings me in a place where I'm absorbing all my masculine energy that was inherited to me through my father and his father and so forth and so forth. And as I speak of this masculine energy, I see a movement today to uplift the feminine. And I don't disagree that we don't need it. Definitely we do. But the only ones that should be bringing it forth is the women, for they are the bearers of the feminine energy. As a man, I am a bearer of the masculine energy. It's why the institution of marriage is so important today. Well, not just today, it's always important, for it keeps order throughout the times. Of course, today, marriage is something that's looked down upon. It's something that a lot of us are discouraged to experience. Like I said, there's a rise of this feminine energy, and it's rising for subversive purposes. In other words, they want the feminine energy to dominate the masculine energy, just like in yesterday's order, they wanted the masculine energy to dominate the feminine energy. And we see the results of it. We see a serious unbalance on the planet today. So when I speak of the harmonic power, I'm speaking of the combination of masculine and feminine energy. You know, today being Father's Day here in the West, we celebrate the masculine energy. Well, we're supposed to celebrate the masculine energy, but I see the illusion of today that Mother's Day, Father's Day, all the so-called holy days in Western culture are just illusions. They don't mean anything. According to Western culture, they tell us that it means this and that, but it's just actually an illusion to get us out shopping. The women are out shopping for the men and the fathers in their lives. And this is good according to what the sorcerers describe as good. You see all this, money being changed around. And money is supposed to be the illusionary object that substitute the passing of energy from third eye to third eye, this energy passing around that we are supposed to pass around. You know, money has substituted. I don't want to get too deep into it, but we have to understand the things that are. And our money is circulating on the planet as a substitution for the energy that we pass on from my third eye to your third eye to each person's third eye, so on. Money replaced that or is replacing that. That's why in the Book of Life it says that money is an illusion as well as fame. It mentioned money and fame together as the illusions of this world. And they are. I'm beginning to understand why that said. I'm beginning to understand it. I don't fully comprehend it yet, or understand it, or overstand it. I understand it, but I don't enter or overstand it. That's all I'm saying. So, I embrace the harmonic to embrace the male and female energy together and how potent it is. That is the creator of the universe. The creator is not just masculine energy. The creator is not just feminine energy. The creator is both working in unison. That is Amen. And that is the harmonic power I'm embracing, is the coexistence of masculine and feminine energy together. That's why we respect the institution of marriage, and that's why we honor it. However, today that this institution is breaking down because all of this homosexual energy, homosexual imagery, and suggestions passed around from person to person. And the reason for the homosexual energy, because those that think they control this, and I emphasize think, they control this world, are calling for a culling of the planet, meaning they want to wipe down the population significantly. We have approximately 7 billion people on the planet today, and these oligarchs, rulers, influencers, some people use the word Illuminati, meaning holders of the light, which they are not. They are the bringers of darkness, and they don't have, they don't possess any light. So another illusion is the name Illuminati itself. But as this energy, ideas, manipulation to call the population down to a more manageable size, that's what the Illuminati says, to take on that energy, to follow that energy. And the people following that energy today, they are rich. Well, they say they are rich, but they are not. They're actually bloodsuckers of the poor. That doesn't make them rich. Illusion that's replacing the energy that we share on the planet. Money has replaced this in the minds of many of us. And so we see power in money. But money is an illusion, so there's no real power in money. Don't get me wrong. I know we need it to survive in the conditions. We have to learn how to use the illusion to generate our own power. And that power I'm speaking of, which is naturally in all of us, is the harmonic power. You know, you represent the harmonic power. You, the soul. And this so-called Illuminati thing is about suppressing you, the soul. Because the time right now is for the call of souls to rise. That's what the time is right now. And this Illuminati are the oath takers, or the, they worship the owl, what they call Moloch. That's the image of it. Meaning that they can see their prey in the dark where their prey cannot see them. But let's not get too deep into that. It's a false, elusive power. The true power of this universe is the harmonic power. The power which all of you with souls possess. All of us with souls possess. And so the harmonic power is the true power of this universe. For our men is the true, the real power of this universe. And that's why we need to embrace our men, or the harmonic power. It needs to be embraced. Because those that work covertly or work occultically, covertly meaning hidden. Occult, I'm sorry, means hidden. So, you know, they embraced these hidden or occultic powers, hidden from the majority of us. So they join these, they form these secret societies to keep these occultic powers amongst each other, amongst them, and hide it from the rest of us. But I say to all of those out there that that's an illusion. It's false. It's not any true power in that. verily I say unto you, the true power of this universe is the Amonic power. A power that you already possess. It's not something you have to look for. You get initiated into. You already have it. You just have to realize it. And the way to realizing the Amonic power is to cut off the spell castings of the sorcerers, which is television, radio, any form of media that's feeding you thoughts to distract you from your Amonic power, to take you away from your Amonic power. And when they take you away from your Amonic power, that's how they get rulership over you, because you are the one that sacrificed your power to them, the illusionists, the sorcerers of this world. But I say unto you to hold on, learn, and know your Amonic power. You don't have to get initiated into Indirazi Amani to possess Amonic power. You already have it. The whole purpose of Indirazi Amani, you, well, not to teach you, but to encourage you to know yourself. Know who you are, what you possess, and what you are destined to become. See, all these systems that are set up around us, whether it's the education system, whether it's mind control or government, which the word government actually means mind control systems, because we have different governments here on the world, or different mind control systems here in the world. So whether it's education, government, entertainment, you know, nearly fully explained, there was 9 areas of activity of life for everybody on earth. Entertainment, education, economics, law, labor, religion, sex, war. And I always miss one. I had just been informed the live feed is about to end. If you would like to hear the rest of this discourse, please dial into 424-222-5376. Again, that's 424-222-5376. Can't dial in. I will say, first, I'm in. Secondly, the world. Thirdly, man. Hotep. For those listening on the phone and playback, I will continue. So, this is the purpose of the illusionists. You know, they work for Set, Satan, Shaitan, Lucifer, whatever name you have for that kind of energy. And this energy is here to distract us, the souls, from who we naturally are, who we really are, the Amonic power, Amonic powers we have within us. The oath takers are just here to distract us from that power. So the true power within you and I, the Amonic power, is what we're here in this life to grow, is what we're supposed to be maturing into every day. It's what we're supposed to be growing into every day. But this elusive world, this world full of sorcerers, illusionists, keeps sending distractions to us. And so many of us are so wooed and captured by these distractions that we can't seem to break free. We think we can't break free, but we can. Naturally, just turn off the televisions, turn off the radios, turn off the entertainment. I know a lot of people would say, if I do that, then, you know, what will I have? You will have your true self. You will begin to recognize the true powers within you and how to build them and what to use them for. And this is the keys to making a better world. I know a lot of us are under the impression if we had more money in our lives, that our lives would be so much better. And for a minute, it will be. But as I said, money is an illusion. So when the illusions will begin to break down, and they will, you will begin to understand that money is not the true power of this world. It's just an illusion. True power of this world is the good, even though it is not found here. And the quote that I read at the top of the show explained why it's not found here. Because it's only truly part of the one. Or the one is the good. The good is the one, and the one is the good. It's one and the same thing, and that's why it cannot be found in anything under it. Because everything else, in the essence of everything else, something else, that's something that we call evil, or the mixing of that something else with the pure is what makes it evil. And so all of us under our men do not possess good, because the good that we have from our men is also surrounded by evil. So it's no longer good, or it no longer acts in accordance with good, because there's evil with it. There's something else along with it, so it's no longer functioning as good. For good is pure and unmixed and unadulterated. And you can't say that about anything on the earth right now. It does not exist. So that's why I say the good does not exist here. That's why the Book of Life says the good does not exist here. Because we don't know what good truly is. What we call good is not truly good. Truly is. You know, I go back to what I was saying at the top of the show. The language that we speak is very confusing. And I speak in this language, we're all casting spells on ourselves. And I say that as I am speaking this language right now. I am casting a spell on myself, an evil and wicked spell at that. You know, when you hear me at the top of the show using hieratic phrases, it's simply because I'm spell off of myself by talking hieratic is actually liberating to me. That's why I use it so much. I don't fully use it, because if I sat here and talked hieratic, nobody would understand me now. No one would be getting this message now. So I have to use this bastard language called English. The demonic power is so powerful that I can use English and still get it through to many of you. Now, there are many spell casters. Well, I'm the spell breaker. One of the few that are here today. So embracing demonic power is merely embracing who you are naturally. Begin to turn off the junk. Begin to separate from the junk. And become unadulterated. Like, embrace your demonic power. It's truly a great experience. It's revelations. Or some of you will use the word coming of the good spell or the gospel. But it's even stronger than that. That's why I describe it as a demonic power. For you to realize the greatness within you already. It's not something that you have to go and seek or something that you have to get initiated in. You already have it. You just have to realize it. I guess that's pretty much the initiation process, is that you realize truly are. And the great abilities that you possess, the capabilities of your being, is limitless. You have to know that, though. This is not my opinion. It's something that I know. How do I know? Because I've been embracing it myself. I've been embracing myself. And my conversations during the week, and how people see me and they see me not watching TV and they see me always reading, and they're curious, why do I do that? And I said, because I'm breaking the spell of the sorcerers. Because the spells come through the TV and the radio and all the other medias. I know you're saying, yo, you keep saying that. Why you keep repeating that? Because it's true. Because you need to know that. Understand and overstand what I just said. And this is the source of all the problems that you have in your life right now. All the problems that you have is that you keep listening to the whispers of these sorcerers. You keep feeding into the thoughts that they give you and I. This is how I start to break them, when I begin to separate from their media apparatus. You know, many of us say that, many of us think that media is the most powerful form of psychological warfare in the history of this planet. And saying all of that, I say you have something even more powerful, and it's your natural demonic power. The power that you are supposed to be building as you progress through your life. It seems like most of us notice how strong it is within us when we're babies, but the tricksters of this world, the sorcerers, the illusionists, from the time that we're born, they begin to attack us through the food, through the air, through the water, the substances that we know we need to survive in this three-dimensional reality. They attack us through those means, through the food, as babies of us are not breastfed by our mothers. We drink this Similac milk that's mixed with soy. And soy, we know, is filled with ingredients that keeps our, what is that? That gets around the throat. It keeps it from forming. I can't remember exactly what that organ is that it keeps it from forming. And by that not forming in males, we don't completely generate into our masculine energy. Females don't completely generate into their feminine energy. It's stunted. And that's why we have so many homosexuals running around today say, I was born like this. Wait for a long time, or so they say. It's just that they're not completely maturing. They're literally not physically completely maturing. And that's why that disease or ailment creeps in. They don't think it's a disease. They think it's natural. Well, again, their foolish opinion. And we can't be living off of foolish opinions, because it creates the world that we're living in right now, which is very chaotic, very psychotic, and just out of its nature. Simple word for that, it's very evil. Or a simple description of this world, it's that it's continuously evil, continuously out of his nature, in other words. And the sorcerers just keep throwing the spells at us, and so many of us just keep falling for it and believing it and practicing it and sacrificing our demonic powers for the illusions of this world. Again, my message is embrace your demonic powers. And I go back to the description, because this quote is so true. Good is in nothing but in Amen alone, or rather Amen himself is the good always. And if it be so, then must he be in essence or substance, void of all motion and generation. But nothing is void or empty of him. And this essence has about or in himself a stable and firm operation, wanting nothing, most full and given abundantly. One thing is the beginning of all things. And when I name the good, I mean that which is altogether and always good. This is present to none, but Amen alone. For he wants nothing that he should desire to have it, nor anything can be taken from him, the loss which may grieve him, for sorrow is a part of evilness. Nothing is stronger than he, that he should be opposed by it, nor nothing equal to him, that he should be in love with it. Nothing unheard of to be angry with, nothing wiser to be envious at. And none of these being in his essence, what remains but only the good. For as in this, being such an essence, there is none of the evils, so in none of the other things shall the good be found. For in all other things are all those other things, as well in the small as the great, and as well in the particulars as in this living creature, the greater and mightiest of all. Nothing is greater than Amen. Nothing is more powerful than Amen. For Amen truly is the greatness and the power of this universe. First Amen can lead a world. Thirdly, man, Hotep.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.